Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to this launch, and thank you for coming to it. It's one of our major election policy launches, and over the past 2.5 years, we have worked hard on policy development. We have relooked at past policy, we have built on previous policy, and we've developed new policy for election 2011. So we haven't sat around lamenting our loss at the last election. In fact, we've taken a positive approach in the time that we've had in opposition to ensure that New Zealanders have a real choice at this election. And it's fair to say that we're pretty excited about this launch and others that are to come in the next few weeks. And I think it's because we are prepared to tackle long overdue issues, and we've got the courage to tell New Zealanders it's time to face up to some hard decisions if we are to own our future, or even a future for our kids and grandkids. So we're not prepared to just muddle through. And I suppose we could have had a launch of a campaign with balloons and bands and blatherskite, but in fact we've chosen to launch a significant policy for all New Zealanders. And we believe that this is going to be a policy for the future and give our kids and grandkids a stake in this country. So today Phil Goff is going to outline the overview of our policy, followed by David Cunliffe and David Parker, who will set out the details, and then we will open it up for questions from you. So I'd like to hand over to Phil Goff.
Thank you very much, Annette. Ladies and gentlemen, today I'm officially launching Labor's election campaign by releasing a statement, a package that will provide a lasting solution to the major weaknesses in our economy. Those are our high debt and our low savings. Our current path is unsustainable. We keep borrowing and hoping that things will come right. John Key is not telling you the truth when he says that nothing needs to change. Labor is ready to make the right decisions that are necessary for the future rather than what's easy today. The rating agencies have made it clear that we owe too much. We don't save enough. Our population is ageing, and we're not prepared for that. Every New Zealander knows in their hearts that we have to make the hard decisions for this country to do better. The PREFU shows that National has failed to make the hard decisions and is content just to muddle through. That's not good enough. This election is about achieving a better future for our children. My plan for New Zealand starts right now, and unlike National's, it doesn't end on election day. I've already announced significant policy to help deal with these issues. We'll introduce a capital gains tax, excluding the family home, to pay off our debt, to keep our assets, and to make sure that everybody pays their fair share. A capital gains tax will grow our economy, not someone else's. It gives us a stronger and more enduring way to pay off our debt than National's one-off asset sales. We'll convert dole payments into subsidies for apprenticeships. Our young people will get the skills they need, and businesses will get the skilled people that they need. Letting youth do nothing and go nowhere isn't an option. They need to be earning or learning. We've also committed to a package that will speed up the recovery of Canterbury, our second largest economic area, and get it back on its feet again. But we have to do more. New Zealand is facing some very big issues: our high private debt, our lack of savings, and the rising cost of an ageing population. The world economy is in turmoil, and we are not immune from that. muddling through is not an option. The past 3 years have shown us just how quickly our fortunes can change. We've gone from a healthy government surplus in 2008 to an $18 billion deficit this year. Our private debt is now over $140 billion. We can't anticipate every disaster or challenge that we face in the future, but we can prepare for what we know is coming. We know that by 2050, the number of people aged 65 and over will double. We know that by that date, the number of people aged over 85 increases fivefold. John Key is refusing to take the tough decisions to tackle these issues. This failure of leadership leaves our children and our grandchildren to pick up the tab. We need to show the courage to live within our means and to set New Zealand on an affordable path, where we own our future rather than selling it, where we can clear the debt without selling our assets. Today I'm announcing a package of three major policies that will make saving simpler, guarantee superannuation entitlements into the future, improve our savings rate, and grow the economy. I'll deal with savings first. Labor will make KiwiSaver universal by making it compulsory for all workers from 2014. Employee contributions will remain at 10% because we 2%, I'm sorry, let me say that one again. Employee contributions will remain at 2% because we know families are finding it hard to make ends meet right now, let alone to save. But we'll gradually increase employer contributions by 0.5% a year from 3% in 2014 to 7% in 2022. Making KiwiSaver universal will make it simpler for Kiwis to save and build a retirement nest egg. Universal KiwiSaver also reduces our reliance on foreign lending. It builds up our own pool of saving, which can be invested in New Zealand businesses and create jobs for Kiwis. We'll be able to grow our own economy, not someone else's. To make this more affordable for the country, we will phase in the $1,000 kickstart for all members at $200 a year for the first 5 years. Labor's plan will set KiwiSaver on a long-term path. It will give New Zealanders the certainty and the security that they need to plan for their retirement. If National hadn't have abolished the Kirk Scheme in 1976, then this country would have had hundreds of billions of dollars more to invest in our country, our growth and our jobs. New Zealand lost the opportunity because of the short-sighted decision by National. We can't afford to allow that to happen again. Second, Labor will restart contributions to the New Zealand Super Fund, starting with $750 million a year, rising to around $2.4 billion. The Super Fund prepares for the future. It also makes money for New Zealand. National's short-sighted decision to suspend contributions will leave a $30 billion hole in the fund by 2050. This reduces the fund's ability to contribute to the future cost of New Zealand Super by 25%. Third, I'm going to do what John Key doesn't have the courage to do. I'm going to gradually increase the age of eligibility for New Zealand Super from 65 to 67 years of age. This will be done over 12 years starting in 2020, completed in 2033. That will give people time to plan. Nothing will change for those currently on New Zealand Super or within 9 years of retirement. For those currently aged between 46 and 56, the age of eligibility will rise by 2 months a year starting in 2020. Kiwis born in 1966 or later will be eligible for New Zealand superannuation at 67 years of age. With life expectancy increasing, more people in retirement are already continuing in the workforce. The Retirement Commissioner estimates, in fact, that 1 in 3 New Zealanders between the age of 65 and 69 are still in the workforce. However, for some New Zealanders, we recognise that it won't be possible to keep working for those extra 2 years, for example, some of those doing physically demanding work. We'll look after those people by introducing a New Zealand Super transition payment. That payment will be at the same level as New Zealand Super and will cover the 2 years until they turn 67. I want to make it crystal clear. I will not be changing the rate of New Zealand superannuation. It's a vital safety net and the current levels must be protected. I'm guaranteeing today that New Zealand Super payments will remain at 66% of the average wage. KiwiSaver is not a substitute for New Zealand Super. We're being honest with New Zealanders by acknowledging what they already know, that keeping the age at 65 is not affordable. The $9 billion we spent on New Zealand Super last year will double as a share of GDP in less than 40 years. We aren't alone in confronting the challenges of an ageing population. 11 OECD countries, including Australia, the United Kingdom and the United States, are already in the process of lifting their pension ages. And it's what the Retirement Commissioner recommended as the fairest way for us to tackle the challenge. John Key recently said that he was too busy to worry about what might happen in 2020. Well, I'm not. If we don't confront this issue now, it will be forced on New Zealanders when it's a much bigger problem and harder to resolve. We only need to look at Europe to know what happens when politicians constantly duck the tough issues and don't look far enough ahead into the future. We can't afford to keep doing what we're doing. Anyone who tells you that things can go on as they are in New Zealand is simply pulling the wool over your eyes. We need to do this more than keep our heads above water today. We need to ensure that our children aren't drowning in debt tomorrow. This package guarantees New Zealand superannuation for future generations. Even as our population gets older and the cost of looking after our elderly balloons. I won't make promises that I can't afford to keep. The Canterbury earthquakes and the global financial crisis have shown us how quickly things can change and how we can't afford to take things for granted. I will do what John Key won't. I'll do what is right for the future rather than what's easy today. Thank you very much for that, ladies and gentlemen. Can I now invite David Cunliffe to fill out some of the details of our package?